731 people in New York and 71 people in Connecticut died from coronavirus yesterday.
I guess one could get numb to the numbers. That's why I said, remember, every number is a human being behind that and a family.
That's what New York Governor Andrew Cuomo and his counterpart in Connecticut, Ned Lamont, reported today. Both states had their worst day yet. Both states are at the beginning of what experts say is a long, deadly march across the country.
I can tell you for the hospital staff that goes through this, they're not getting numb. For the families who are suffering, they're not getting numb. The pain is increasing. The grief is increasing. I mean, you see those pictures on TV of getting to a situation where you have to put bodies in trucks, in parking lots. I mean, how you could get numb to any of this? I can't imagine, especially New Yorkers, that we lose the humanity of this.
Good evening. It's Tuesday, April 7th, and this is C19, WSHU's daily news update on the coronavirus in the Connecticut and New York region. I'm Charles Lane. Both state governors had the same message. It's bad, but stay the course, because the curve is flattening. First to Connecticut, where officials say that the state has averaged about 90 hospitalizations a day for the last 5 days. WSHU's Ebong Udama reports.
Governor Ned Lamont acknowledges that 5 days does not make a trend.
But 5 days is 5 days, and the week before that, there were about 102 hospitalizations. So at least we can say we're seen to be flattening out. And what does that mean? That means it gives our hospitals more capacity. It gives them more time to plan.
Lamont says it also means that the peak in Connecticut may be somewhat mitigated thanks to strict social distancing. Officials predict the peak in Connecticut might begin in a couple of weeks in Fairfield County. The peak in New Haven County looks to be next month, and eastern Connecticut in June. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.
The picture is less clear in New York. The state had 2 days of what appeared to be a plateau, and then this spike. But state health officials still say that they are flattening the curve. They cite fewer intubations and ICU admissions. Cuomo said the deaths were a, quote, lagging indicator in the virus's progression. Even though the number of people admitted to the hospital nearly doubled on Monday, Cuomo maintains that the 3-day average of hospitalization still shows a flattening.
We are changing the curve in that virus growth. You see that plateauing? That's because of what we are doing.
Cuomo says that hospitals are successfully stretching available ventilators and that so far no one has died for a lack of care or supplies. He acknowledges the hardship of social distancing and says the economy can restart once rapid testing is brought to scale. He also wants Congress to pass another stimulus bill to bail out lost tax revenue for local governments. In a moment, we're going to tell you the story of two Connecticut healthcare workers who isolated themselves from their families so they can fight the pandemic. But first, these headlines. 60,000 Connecticut high school students in the state's lowest performing school districts will get $24 million in laptops to help with distance learning. The money comes from the state and the Dalio Foundation. Suffolk County has expanded its morgue capacity in preparation for a potential surge in coronavirus-related deaths. County Executive Steve Ballone says Suffolk has purchased a mobile refrigerated trailer. He says the state will provide a second trailer. The medical examiner says the morgue, right now, has about 70% of its capacity still left. Now, On top of all the things that healthcare workers are facing these days, there's this. How do you protect your family from a virus you come into contact with every day? WSHU's Cassandra Basler spoke to two doctors in New Haven, Connecticut about their plans to self-isolate and keep their daughters safe at home.
Ella and Sophia settle into their recent nightly routine, cozy into armchairs for a video chat.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, girl.
How was your day?
Ella is 12. Sophia is 9. You can hear their dog jump in excitement at the sound of their mom's voice, Dr. Christine Wan.
It was good. It was busy. How about you guys?
Good. I saw the picture of you in your mask.
Oh, I know. That's what I have to wear for every single patient. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Their dad, Dr. Hyung Chun, recorded this conversation. He teaches at Yale School of Medicine and plans to hold down the fort at home for up to 3 weeks. I caught up with the couple on a video call.
I'm calling from our house in New Haven.
I am calling currently from my Airbnb loft, which I am using to quarantine myself while I'm working in the medical ICU.
Dr. Wan says she got tapped for a week-long shift running an intensive care unit for COVID-19 at Yale New Haven Hospital. She usually runs an outpatient sleep clinic.
I was told on Friday that I'm going to start working on Monday, so it was a pretty quick decision that we had to make.
Should she stay or go?
You know, initially I thought, well, maybe I could just come home and you know, practice really good hygiene and everything would be okay.
But then she learned that the ICU filled up as COVID patients stayed on ventilators for 3 weeks or more. Even young patients fell seriously ill. She didn't want to risk it. So Dr. Wan and Dr. Chun sat their girls down.
So that, you know, it was really hard, I think, on them, because initially I told them, oh, don't worry, you know, I'll come home at night. And then it quickly evolved into, mommy's packing her bags and I'm leaving. You won't see me for 2 weeks, but you can call me or FaceTime me.
Sophia, the youngest, had the hardest time.
She kept saying, no, 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 you know, you can't go away. And then it was okay, no more than 14 days then. And it was a lot of negotiating back and forth. But I think in the end, they accepted it.
Juan says it helped that the girls moved her into an apartment just a few miles from home. She tried her best to plan for a smooth transition.
You know, and I even had this fantasy now that I think about it of keeping up with their online learning while I was working. But I, you know, I gave that up really quickly. And so for me, it's a big black box of what's going on in the house, but I trust that things are going well.
It's been an interesting week and probably at least another few weeks to come.
Dr. Chun is a cardiologist. He will switch roles with his wife after Dr. Wan quarantines herself for up to 2 weeks. And Dr. Chun goes into the ICU.
Then he'll be in the hospital for a week and he'll be taking care of patients. And we haven't talked about it quite yet, but I'm probably going to force him to self-isolate. So for our girls, it's going to be, unfortunately, this flip-flop of single parenting for at least, I think, this month.
Dr. Wan says everyone working at the hospital takes their temperature twice a day and monitors for symptoms. But they also have been overwhelmed by the outpouring of support from the community.
We had about, I think it was like 100 boxes of Girl Scout cookies delivered to us the other day, which was so lovely in gesture. I mean, it was just so, again, uplifting and really, you know, keeps you going, you know, when things are tough.
Dr. Wan and Dr. Chun appreciate the donated goodies, other meals, and protective gear. But they say one thing everyone can do to help them and their daughters right now is stay safe at home. Cassandra Basler, WSHU News.
From everything that we're being told, this appears to be a long road ahead of us. If there are things that you want to know or people you want to hear from, tell us. News@wshu.org. I'm Charles Lane, and I'll be back tomorrow.